Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to my podcast. Lack and shortage do not exist, because there is no such thing as a lack or scarcity or shortage of anything, regardless of how it appears. The universe expands to match your desires. All right. So most people believe that there is a limited supply of most everything. A limited supply of money and resources and opportunities and friends and lovers and children and jobs and fame and goodness and even love. But they couldn't be farther from being so completely wrong. People believe in limitation because they don't understand their own unlimited, immortal, and constantly expanding and growing creative nature. And because they don't understand the unlimited, infinite, constantly expanding creative nature of the universe. And they don't understand how this constantly expanding nature works, which is based on the law of attraction. Which, using this universal context, the law of attraction could be described as the universe expands in relation to your desires, or the universe rearranges itself or expands to accommodate your desires and your thoughts and your beliefs. So even if there is an empirical, scientifically quantified specific limit currently available of various resources, as an example, such as oil or gas or gold or food, etc., well, it doesn't matter, because the universe will expand and give us a larger supply of that resource to match our desires for it if we have desires for more of whatever we want. So that's sort of like a past example. If you are around in the 1970s, there was a great oil shortage, and it was predicted at the time that the entire planetary oil supply would run out in a matter of decades. Now, that was 50 years ago, and that supposed shortage was absolutely complete malarkey. They kept finding more oil and more oil, and they continue to keep finding more oil. Now, was there really ever a shortage of oil at all? Well, maybe they thought there was, or maybe it was a complete conspiracy just to raise up the prices, or maybe it was just pure ignorance. Regardless, if there actually is a limited supply that currently exists of oil or any resource or anything that we desire, well, this planet will expand and this universe will expand to match our desires for more of it. Our population continues to grow and grow exponentially every single year. In fact, every single second, yet we always seem to have more than enough food and space for everyone, because the planet keeps expanding to match our desires. Is there a limited supply of money? Do we need to dole this supposed limited supply of money out equally and take from the rich to give to the poor because they're hoarding more of their fair share, and there's only a limited supply of money that we must, you know, even out? I mean, a lot of people would agree with that supposed assessment, but there is no such thing as a limited supply of money. The universe and the money system and the resources and the opportunities and exchange systems and businesses, etc., and banks will and can and expand and grow to match every single person's desires for more wealth. The only difference of why some people have a lot more money than others, because they attracted it and they allowed it and they focused on it and they didn't fight against it. The universe expanded to get to match their desires for lots of money. Rich people have greater desires for money than poor people. And more importantly, they allow those riches to come to them without resisting those desires, their own desires for wealth. I mean, if you ask most people, they would say that they would like to be wealthy. But if you dig deeper, you would find that they have a whole list of conflicting beliefs that are blocking that flow of wealth from coming to them. The universe is expanding to match their desires for wealth, but they aren't expanding with it. They're not expanding with the universe. They're still stuck in the fight and struggle and prove their worth and bullshit programs and beliefs like money is evil and rich people are corrupt, beliefs and programs that are blocking the flow of abundance from coming to them. There is no such thing as a limited supply of money or wealth or resources or anything. If a person has amassed a million, septimajillion, trillion dollars just for them, well, that does not take anything from anyone else, because everyone else can attract a million, trillion, septimajillion dollars too, and the monetary system and the economic system will expand to accommodate them. And when you have riches, you will naturally spend it, won't you? So the money flows around to other people. What good is money unless you spend it and have fun with it? So wealthy people create businesses and dig up resources that fuel other businesses and the manufacture of products that people buy, which fuels the economy, et cetera, et cetera. So let go of that bullshit belief that there is a limited supply of money and anything for that matter. It is obviously complete bullocks. Otherwise, well, then communism would have worked and we would all be commies. We would all be pinkos. And the only thing that has saved these supposedly communist countries is good old-fashioned capitalism. Is China, which is hanging on as being the last bastion of communism, really communist? Fuck no, they're not. They're bloody capitalists, and they're just disguising that capitalism as communism. Communism could never, ever, and never, ever will work, because even if you take the entire economy of a country or this planet and split it up equally, well, some people will still attract more money than other people. This is a universe and planet of complete well-being and abundance. It is a universe of complete unlimited expansion and growth. Life is always evolving and growing and expanding. It is not ever shrinking and de-evolving. That would be contrary to creation. People only believe in the fantasy of an apocalypse because of their their erroneous beliefs in their own supposed sinfulness and debauchery. The universe doesn't care about your behavior and never ever judges it ever. That would be contrary to the natural expanse of infinite nature of the universe. If the universe stopped to do a stock check and stop to judge and decide who did right and who did wrong, then the universe would cease to expand and cease to grow and evolve. The universe, or let's call it God, or Source, or Great Spirit, or Allah, or Goddess, etc., call it whatever you want, the universe does not ever judge, does not ever stop to judge its own creations, because what currently exists that has already been physically created is actually old history. The universe never pays any attention to what already exists. It is only and always focused on our new expansive, expanding desires. To Source, what currently exists physically, which we call current reality, from Source's perspective, from the universe of creation's perspective, well, that's the past. It already exists, and the past is past and doesn't matter because it's already done. Once a creation has been created, it is done. There's nothing more to be done with that creation. Once the mountain has been built, it's done, and creation moves on to the next fun, exciting, creative project. Creation does not feel the need to continually remake or revise or improve or recreate that mountain to try to make it better. It's already perfect. It's fine just the way it is. And the same principle exists for you. Your own source self that created you never ever feels a need to remake you or revise you or improve you as if there is something wrong with you, as if it somehow screwed up when it made you and now needs to fix its mistakes. There's nothing wrong with the mountain and there's nothing wrong with you. Neither of you need to change or improve or get better or need to prove your virtuousness or your worth or your purity. There's nothing wrong with anyone and nothing wrong with anything. Your source does not care how you are and certainly does not agree with your self-judgments and self-doubts and fears and beliefs and your supposed lacks and faults. Source, like the universe, because they're essentially the same thing, are only looking at and seeing your unlimited, infinite, expansive, all-powerful, infinite, immortal goodness. Source and the universe don't care what currently exists in your life either, because that's already done. You've already created that. Source only cares about what you are creating. Source only cares about your dreams and desires that you are in the process of creating now, because those desires are current reality as far as the universe, as far as Source is concerned. As far as you are concerned, your lack of money or lack of lover or lack of whatever you desire is your current reality. And the things that you don't like and don't want in your life are your current reality. But the source and the universe of creation, that is old news that has inspired the desires that you have now that are causing you to create an expansion of abundance, of money and lovers and an expansion of abundance of everything and anything you desire. And that expansion is current reality for source. Even though that expansion and growth has not manifested physically for you yet. It seems to be for you like your future, but really it's your present. So plainly, physical reality is essentially the past and spiritual reality is the present. Wrap your minds around that. But you are erroneously believe that your current physical reality is the present and your desires that aren't here yet is the possible future, but sadly you are wrong. You've just been hoodwinked into believing so strongly in what you can see and hear and taste and feel and smell as reality, and have been convinced that what you can't see yet is not real. But what you can see is only the proverbial tip of the iceberg of what you can't see. In other words, the physical you and your, quote, current physical creations are just the tip of the iceberg of who and what you truly are, and the tip of the iceberg of your unlimited potential of what you are capable of creating and have already created, basically, vibrationally, just with your desires for them. It is not your job to try to rearrange the entire universe to get what you want, contrary to what humans are typically doing with their futile, non-stop, impotent action, go, 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 that gets them nowhere fast, like chickens with your heads cut off. People spend most of their lives trying to get what they want with action and deals and agreements with other action junkies who have their own desires and agendas. No one is really getting what they want because everyone is making compromises and doing their best to keep everyone else happy, all as a strategy to get other people to give them what they want. But what you personally want does not really come from other people. What you want has nothing to do with anybody else on planet Earth. Everything you want really comes from the universe, and you throwing everyone else into your creation soup just spoils your delicious creation soup, your powerful creation soup, and makes things harder and makes them political and more complicated and full of compromise. And they need to be, and then you make them harder than they need to be. Because you throw struggle into your soup. And you make creation generally no fun because you're constantly trying to make everyone else happy and controlling everyone else and everything, which you don't really have any control over in the first place, rather than just controlling the only thing that you actually have control over, which is your own thoughts and your own feeling state and your own life. And when you stop trying to control external reality and stop trying to control other people, and you just focus on aligning your mind and your thoughts and therefore your own vibration on your desires, that's when the magic starts to happen. That's when the countless opportunities start flowing in. That's when the synchronicities with amazing people happen. That's when the money starts flowing in unexpected and fun and easy ways. And ease is the keystone. You got to give up the fight. Give up the struggle. Give up the futile action, 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 action. You can be, do, and have whatever you want, but you must become a master of ease and a master of allowance, where you do your work of pointing at what you want, and then you just let the universe do its work of rearranging itself in the cooperative elements to give you what you want easily, without struggle, without the fight. So whatever desires you have in your life that you perceive that there is a supposed lack of, remember that lack doesn't exist. It is old history. And the universe is 100% focused on an abundance of what you want, not on a lack of what you want. And all you have to do is surrender and allow and let the universe flow an abundance of what you want to you easily. And you open up the floodgates by removing your attention from the old history of supposed lack of what you want and place 100% of your attention upon the joyful fullness of your desire. And now what you desire must come to you because you are a vibrational match to it. You are a vibrational match to its physical existence rather than to its absence. I hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you got something from it, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel to get notifications of my new videos. Come visit me at zakiron.com. Come visit me on Facebook. Come get more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy and extraterrestrials. Create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to my podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life all day. Woohoo!